The Ghana Police Service has asked the public to partner it in the fight against crime, especially during the Yuletide. At the passing out parade of the second batch of recruits in Accra, the reviewing officer, DCOP Prosper Aplo, said the realization of the mandate of the police service as enshrined in the Constitution depends largely on public support and cooperation. He said crime fighting is a shared responsibility. Naomi Kome has filed this report.
The National Police Training School was established in 1930 for the training of recruits and under cadet officers. It was also to organize refresher and promotion courses for other ranks. In 1952, the first 12 police women were enlisted into the force. The 120 recruits were taken through practical police duties, criminal law, criminal procedure, basic officer skills, professional policing ethics, English and report writing. DCOP Aglo called on citizens to play their role in the maintenance of law and order. He urged the recruits to strive to build upon their knowledge in policing by learning from the old hands on the field. He also called on them not to throw away their books, but constantly have them as point of reference. DCOP Aglo cautioned the recruits against indiscipline, which is said has an adverse effect on effective policing. The National Police Training School has since 2004 trained 162 under cadets officers comprising 40 women and 122 men. It has also trained 1,918 recruits constables.
Naomi Kwame's report. The Motor Traffic and Transport Unit of the Ghana Police Service has attributed the increasing spate of road crashes to broken down vehicles, mostly heavy-duty trucks, which are left on the shoulders of roads. These vehicles most often do not have warning triangles to signal drivers. The commanding officer of the National MTTU, ACP Angubutuge Awuni, made this known at a workshop for personnel of the unit in Accra. He said his unit has only one towing vehicle, thereby making it difficult for the MTTU to address the challenge. Olivia Mwadaso attended the program for Radio Ghana.
The two-day workshop is to update the knowledge and skills of personnel in its efforts to bring the carnage on the roads under control, especially as the Yuletide approaches. The commanding officer of the National MTTU, ACP Angugutoge Awuni, noted that although the year has not ended, statistics indicate an increase in deaths as a result of road accidents. Last year recorded 1,760 deaths, but as at October this year, 1,850 persons have lost their lives. This ACP Awuni described as unacceptable. He said to bring the situation under control, the MTTU will step up its enforcement of road traffic laws and increase road safety education.
We see a lot of road accidents because people are traveling to their villages to be able to take part in the Christmas and the New Year festivities. And drivers become more reckless because they think that this is the time for them to harvest their cocoa. So what we're trying to do now is intensify our education and enforce the law rigidly. The drivers themselves realize that their lives are very, very important to the nation. And therefore, if they drive reckless and lose their lives, the country is losing the law. So we believe that they should themselves protect their lives first. Their families need them, Ghana needs them. And if they lose their lives, they don't know how another person is going to take care of their children. Protect them to be a little bit respectful of the law of this country.
ACP Awuni noted that budgetary constraints are impeding the efficiency of the unit, citing the availability of only one towing vehicle as an example.
These looking down vehicles, most of them are very heavy duty vehicles. Have just one tow vehicle. That is almost always sitting at the workshop. And therefore, we do not have the capacity to remove these vehicles from the wayside. We are asking for more vehicles. And if these things come and we are not able to perform, then the public would have the right to blow it. In last year, December, we managed to bring down the accident rates as compared to previous years because we were seeing almost everywhere on the major roads. This year, we are going to repeat it.
The Director General in charge of technical of the Ghana Police Service, DCOP Ofosu Mensah Jiabo, opened the workshop on behalf of the IGP. He called on the participants to exhibit professionalism and share the knowledge and skills acquired with their colleagues and subordinates. He said the impact of the training should reflect on subsequent road accident statistics.
Olivia Mwadanso's report.